Avete nimishaya
rakshaye.
Sammano dutta cetasa.
Sammano dutta cetasa.
Dikshantasneha sambaddha.
Vichelustatra tatra.
Sarvete nimishaya rakshaye. Sammanudrutacetasa. Dikshantasneha sambaddha.
Vichelustatra tatra.
They, Animishai, without twinkling of the eyes,
Achai,
by the eye,
Tam Anu,
after him.
Dhruta Chetasaha,
melted heart.
Dikshanta, looking upon him.
Sneha Sambandha,
bound by pure affection.
Vichelu,
began to move.
Tatra tatra,
here and there.
Ha, so they did.
Translation.
All their hearts were melting for him on the pot of attraction. They looked at him without blinking their eyes, and they moved hither and thither in perplexity.
Purport.
Krishna is naturally attractive for all living beings because he is the chief eternal amongst all eternals.
Yes. Krishna, the very name suggests, attract. Krishna means all attract. He has got, because he is complete, purna. So, he has got all the attractive features. From material point of view, spiritual point of view. Therefore, his name is Krishna. And he delivers the fallen souls from the miserable condition. He attracts and he delivers Krishna. Therefore, Krishna means Parabrahma. Parabrahma iti sabdata. Rama also, the same thing, Parabrahma. Krishna is all attractive by his opulence, by his power. Our definition of God is very simple. We do not define God as abhokta. Abhokta means cannot be explained. If you cannot explain, then what you will understand? The Mayavadi, they say, and God cannot be explained. In the Vedanta Sutra, there is a sutra, na sabdhya, forget the God is explainable. Because in the Vedas, there are mantras, cha oikhata, he glanced over the material nature. He created Sahasrata. So these things are explainable. So we don't say that the absolute truth is not explicable. It is explicable. We have got our explanation, purna. Purna means complete. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. He is also a living entity like us. As the rest of the topic. But he is Purna. That is the difference. We are not Purna. We are defective. Especially when we come in the material world, we are defective in so many respects. By nature we are defective. Or not Purna, incomplete, subordinate. He is there so far, the Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetanana. He is complete, the chief of all living entities. So how do we explain it? It is very simple thing. Suppose I am here, and you are here. So you may be better than me. Nobody is equal. You don't fight. In every respect, two bodies equal, you won't fight. In bodily features, in qualities, in action, in thinking, in feeling, all you find varieties. Variety is enjoyment. If I agree with you in every respect, then where is variety? Just like if you are given a nice dish of foodstuff, somebody says, give me this one. Another says, give me this one. The variety of taste. Although all sweet meats are made of the same ingredient, sugar, sugar or fat, but somebody says, give me this rasgulla, somebody says, give me rasandesh, somebody says, give me pantua. They are made of the same ingredient. But it is different taste. So you cannot neglect these varieties of taste. That is enjoyment. Anandamaya Vyasa. We are all anandamaya, joyful. Therefore, there must be varieties. Without varieties, there is no joy. Simply hackneyed one thing, Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. And nobody likes it. They keep with Brahma, Brahma, they fall down. Or they again comes to the explanation of this Bhagavata. I have seen so many Mahabhadi sannyasis. By Brahma, Brahma, they could not attract audience. Then come to Bhagavata and explains the nonsense of all the Bhagavata, Mahabhadi. But they come to, because Bhagavad is full of varieties. But they explain their own way. I have seen one big Mahavadi sannyasi explaining Bhagavad that God became pleased in some stanza. So if you become pleased, then God becomes pleased. This was his explanation. If I am pleased by drinking wine, then God is also pleased. This is his advantage. I am a grand divorce. By divorcery I am pleased, then God is also pleased by my divorcery. Because God and I the same, this is their explanation. So it is very difficult. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given one line a Vaishnava behavior. Asa sanga tyagi Vaishnava acha. Simply to give up these rascals' association. The rascal means the Mahavadi, Konni, Jnani, Yogi, all the rascals. It is our open declaration. So, we have to give up the company of these rascals. If we are actually serious about advancing in Krishna consciousness, we should not mix with them. We should not even invite them. Neither we shall take their pushka, accept their pushka. Dadati pratiginnati bhunti bhujati gujyamakati pritsati sa. Bhunti bhujati chaiva sarabhi priti laksha. Priti, if you want to met one and a friend, then these six kinds of dealings must be there. Dadati. Dadati means there must be, one must give something to the other. A friend. Just like I am friend, you are friend. I give you something. In return, you give me something. Dadati pratigina. I open my mind to you, you also inquire confidential things from me, or I inquire. And then bhunte bhujesh. Whatever you give me, I eat, and I give you, you eat. By these six kinds of dealings, priti, love increases. So, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we practice this. As far as possible, we are giving and taking. We have made this program, life membership. We are giving our books, knowledge, whatever we have got, little knowledge, we have written in our books. They are giving it. Take it. And they are also giving. Take this level and everything. So this is Dadati Pratibhindati. And they also come here to inquire. That means your movement is very nice. What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of that? Vyam Akshati expresses your mind. Pichati, this plan, this is my position, I cannot do it, how can I do it? And the Vaishnava replied that. Then we invite them in our love feast, in all our centers, we have got this arrangement. We invite anyone, come on, take prasad. And if somebody gives us something to eat, he also eats. Provided he is not a Mayavadi Kornigyan. Otherwise, we should not take. We cannot accept anything from these classes of men, atheist class. Then we will give Sangal Balakarbos. Sangal Sanjayate Kama. If we associate with this Mayavadi atheist class, Kornigyan is Yogi, then we will infect their quality. So, if we infect the Mahavadi quality, Karmi quality, Jnani quality, Yogi quality, I see some of the students still, they practice some yogasana. That quality is not yet free. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. We should, by promise, we should not associate with any of their qualities. That's it. No. Asat sangha tyagi bhasa. Asat ekstri sangi. Krishna avakta. Asat. Asat means bad element, bad association. So asat sangha, we have to give up. Asat. So, who is asat there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, asat sangha tyagi Vaishnavas. Vaishnava's behavior, Vaishnava's character should be simply to give up the company of the asat. Now, there are so many nice people, gentlemen, so if we give up, if we say everyone is asat, so we must know. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next line is, yes, asat astrisham. Astrisham. One asat is trisangi. Trisangi means too much attached to one. Or attached to one. Or attached to one. Too much or little, it doesn't matter. Attached to one is asat. And Krishna of Bhakti. And Krishna is the devotee of Krishna. So this Mahavadi, Kunmi, Jnani, Yogi, they are not Krishna Bhakta. They will say, Krishna is not God. I am God. I am also God. Krishna is not God. I am God, but Krishna is not God. This is that one. Devadatta says, I am God. They declare, I am God, you are God. But Krishna is God. Except Krishna and you are God. It is that much. So how much less skill they are, he must know. So therefore, we should give up that company. Ahasthanga Tyagi. Otherwise, Asapta Sri Sangi Krishna, there are Sri Sangha, Vaidha, Avaidha. Vaidha means regular, according to Shastra means restrict. Shastra restricts. Shastra means Shasdhatu. Shasdhatu means Shasan. Ruling. From Shasdhatu, Shastra has come, Shastra weapon has come. And Shasdhatu, from Shasdhatu, Shishra also come. These words are derived from Shastra. Shastra, Shastra. Shasan. Shasan means ruling. Sanskrit is very nice language. From one verbal root, you can manufacture so many words. Therefore, it is very difficult to make Sanskrit dictionary. It is very difficult. The so-called Sanskrit dictionary available in the market, you won't find all the words. It is not possible. Because so many words are manufactured by one dhatu. How many they will add? But there is one book. What is the name of that book? Meaning, this word means this. What is that name?
Disorder.
Test for. That's how
it's been named. No, that is the name for the books. Any book which gives so many different words, word meanings for one word is called test for.
So, this Shastra, Shastra Vidhi, Shastra Vidhi, Loki Bhavayami Sumatra Srivani Tastra Jantu Nityastra Nani Tastra Sodana. One does not require encouragement. One is not taught in the school how to learn sexual intercourse. No. These things are already there. Nityastra Jantu. Every living entity has not this propensity. Intoxication, sex intercourse, babaya, amisha, meat eating, fish eating, they're there already. One does not require to be educated how to eat meat, how to drink, how to use sexual intercourse. No. It is already. Nityasya, nahitattra sudha. There is no need of encouragement. Then why this Shastra ordering that you eat meat in this way, you drink in this way, you have sexual intercourse in this way? What is the purpose? The purpose is to restrict him. Because by natural propensity, you have, just like in Western countries, there is no marriage practically. And they have sexual intercourse. They think sex is there, available. Why is it bound ourselves by marriage? They think like that. So, why the marriage is there? just to the street, without marriage, the man and woman will be open to so many other men and women. Therefore it is to the street. One male, otherwise, if you associate with so many men and so many women, and this is animals. So, in order to check from the animal life, sex center, intercourse, the marriage. This is the problem. That was Shastra. Shastra means simply restrict. One who is accustomed to restriction, he is perfect. Not indulgence. The animals are not restricted. But nowadays, the better animal is restricted. They have got a time for sexual intercourse. But these animals, the four, two-legged, two-hands animals, they have no restriction, any time. Less than it. That's what Shastra is there. So, Vaidha. Vaidha means what is sanctioned by the Shastra. That is Vaidha Sri Sangha. Yes. One may have association with woman. There must be association with woman. By God's creation, there is man, woman. That is meant for being united. So, there in Bhagavad Gita it is said, the dharma vriddha kama aham. When sex intercourse is there according to the Shastra, that is ours. That is dharma vriddha. So there are rules and regulations how to have sex life. There are two kinds of association with women, vaidha and avaidha. Vaidha means according to Shastra, and avaidha means without any restriction. Without any restriction of the Shastra. So, also, exclusively, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, and the Sahajiyas respect, they interpret asat astrisham. One has got only one wife, he is also. One must have many wives. The Sahajiyas, they know, they kill so many women, like monkeys, in their company. They have interpreted it. Also, actions. So, we start to restrict by rascals, they interpret in a different way, and they enjoy, they, real purpose comes. Just like what is that sannyasi in Australia who wrote against, what is the name? What is Pradumna? What is the name of the rascal sannyasi in Australia?
Agyananda.
No. Agyananda. That rascal says that this is our ultimate goal. Unrestricted eating meat and sex. Is this a visitor salary?
Yes,
right need to try. Right need to try. So, there are so many rascals. Therefore,
sex rights in truth that marriage is nothing but legal prostitution.
Yes. So that is their interpretation. Marriage, Vedic Shastra enjoys marriage and it is for prostitution. Let's see the interpretation. All the gifts, receipts, they recommend that, yes, you can warn prostitution, if you are prostitution, under the sanction of the Shastra. No, it is not. The real purpose is to restrict. That's why meeting. meat eating is recommended in Vedic literature. There is Kali Puja. Kali Puja, by sacrificing one goat before Goddess Kali. The Goddess Kali is worshipped on the Amavasya. The Amavasya takes place once in a month. Therefore, these rascals who are meat eaters, they will be restricted. If they accept the shastra, if we eat meat from the butcher's place, then we shall be sinful. Let us eat meat. Just as in Calcutta, you will find so many butchers, and they have kept one goddess Kali deity. So that people will think, now it is not sinful. Here, the mangsa, the meat, is not, it is sanctified. Hindu Brahman Tati. So these things are going. Actually, it is restriction. Even when there is bali, the sacrifice is given, the mantra means, the mantra says that this man is killing you. He will get next life a human body. But you have the opportunity, option to kill. This is the mantra. Now, if somebody is responsible, he certainly thinks that I am going to be killed by this goat again. Manso khadati. Man, he will eat me. That is me, manso. So, no responsible man will take that responsibility that I will kill this animal again. He will become a man and he will kill me. No. Stop this. So this is the process of restriction. Similarly, those who are drunkards, for them is recommended by offering liquor to Chandi, they can drink. Similarly, marriage is also like that. It is restriction. It is not prostitution. It is restriction. Pravittireshan bhutana nidvittesu mahav. This is natural tendency. You want one can stop it. That is called tapasya. And human life becomes perfect by tapasya. Tapasya brahmacarjena, samena tamena, tyagena, satta shauchabhyan, jamena niyamena. This is human life. Not like animals, unrestricted. Animals are also restricted. So, vaidha avaidha. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strongly restricted that don't associate with these rascals. Asat. Asat means those who are interested in material aspects. Asatoma, sadgama, the Vedic interest. That is Vedic interest. Sadgama. Just try to make progress towards sat, omkar sat. Don't be interested in asa, satoma, sadgama, jyotigama. So these are the Vedic intentions. So, because these Pandavas and their families were all sat by association of Krishna, therefore, they were all perplexed in their mind that Krishna is going back to his home. How we can live? How we can give up Krishna? Those who are actually devotees of Krishna, they cannot give up Krishna at any risk. That is Prahlada, Hridayat Thakur, in this Navadvip area. He was a marvelous. He took to Krishna now. The Kali called him. You are a marvelous, why you are taking this? Krishna now. So what is the false that? There are many Hindus, they also become Muslim. So I like this. So he was punished. But he did not give up. He did not give up. One cannot give up. Prahlada Maharaj could not give up. So that is explained. That satsangat mukta dushang. As soon as one associates with Krishna's name, he associates with Krishna. Therefore, the asav, maya, cannot touch. If he is purely chanting without any offense, maya cannot touch. As soon as maya cannot touch him, then bhava mahadava means vibhava. The blazing fire of material existence extinguished immediately. This is the first gain by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra senselessly. The first gain is mukti. Bhava mahadava means papana means mukti. By chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, nama bhas, not pureness. As soon as one comes to the platform of chanting pure Hare Krishna without any offense, he becomes immediately enhanced in love with Krishna. Prema, Krishna prema. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting as Acharya. He was crying. Tamunama grahane bhavishyati. Sunnayitam jagat sadhvam. Govinda virahe. What is that verse? Chakusha pravishai. Chakusha pravishai. Tavunama. Vada tavunama grahani bhavishyati. This is the ultimate. Realization of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That one should cry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said like that. Krishna and Krishna's name identical with Pandava's prayer, so purified by association of Krishna. So they were thinking, how we shall leave if Krishna goes away to Dwarka? Then how we can leave? In this way, they could not make any solution. They were loitering here, there, just like when you are disturbed in mind, you loiter, what to do? What to do. So, thank you. Now begin.